BBC News with Marion Marshall. Riot police in Russia have detained hundreds of people at anti-corruption demonstrations across the country. The biggest protests and the most arrests were in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The man who organised the protests, the fierce Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, was also detained as he left his Moscow home to join an unsanctioned rally in the centre of the city. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is meeting her MPs for the first time since last week's election, as her government grapples with the political turmoil it unleashed. The government has confirmed that it may delay the presentation of its legislative agenda to Parliament, the Queen's Speech, a move that would be unprecedented. It was due to be delivered on Monday. The US Attorneys General for Maryland and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit against President Trump. They claim that payments made to his businesses violate anti-corruption clauses in the American Constitution. There's been no comment from the Justice Department or the White House. The Supreme Court in the Philippines has directed that all newly arrested drug users should be sent to a huge rehabilitation centre in a remote location. More than 1.2 million self-confessed drug users have surrendered themselves to the police during President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign. The German Transport Ministry has ordered tests on a model of Porsche sports utility vehicle, following reports that it could be in breach of emissions regulations. Porsche says its vehicles do meet requirements. Its sister company, Volkswagen, has agreed to pay billions of dollars in fines over cheating in emissions tests. Lawyers defending Bill Cosby have rested their case without calling him to the stand. The American entertainer, who's charged with sexual assault, confirmed to the court in Pennsylvania that he didn't want to testify. Mr. Cosby has strenuously denied attacking Andrea Constant. BBC News.